For the seventh night in a row, at least 400 people gathered in Eugene to protest the killing of George Floyd. As KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel reports, the protesters remained unified and peaceful.
Beginning at 6 p.m., people met at the Eugene Federal Courthouse. From there, protesters marched arm-in-arm across the city, filling the streets as they walked toward 7th Avenue. At one point, marchers say a white citizen walked near the group with a gun holstered in his pants. But that didn't stop protesters. At 9:10, all of the protesters laid on the ground, blocking the entrance to the I-105 freeway. Bodies laid there for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time a white police officer had his knee on the neck of George Floyd. Their last stop included speeches outside some of the businesses that were vandalized last week. Organizers say they're creating a fund to help with damages. Marchers say they will be holding multiple events throughout Friday. One of them includes meeting at Kesey Square at 3 p.m. to make signs and ask businesses to hang them in their windows around Eugene. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.